This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sunday, Iraq's parliament accepted Prime Minister Adel Abdel-Mahdi's resignation, but it's not expected to end nearly 2 months of violent anti-government protest. Mahdi resigned Friday, and President Barham Saleh will now ask the largest bloc in parliament to nominate a new prime minister. But this could lead to weeks of deal-making because it is unclear which coalition of parties make up the largest bloc. Mahdi and his government have agreed to stay on in a caretaker role until a new prime minister is approved. This week at a summit in Britain, world leaders marked the 70th anniversary of NATO. President Trump, who has bashed the organization and made comments about slashing the United States' financial support for it, will attend. VOA's Arash Aravasadi reports that back here in the States, though, the impeachment inquiry into accusations of presidential misconduct moves into a new phase.
At a rally in Florida, President Trump again decried the impeachment inquiry launched after a phone call with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, in which Trump appears to ask for help investigating a political rival. Democrats say Trump's actions amount to extortion or bribery. The president says the investigation is politically motivated. The Trump administration has so far stonewalled the process led by congressional Democrats who this week invited the White House to participate. Republicans welcomed the opportunity but cried foul at thus far not having been able to call all of their own witnesses. Republicans say Trump did nothing wrong and has a duty to investigate corruption.
That is VOA's Arash Aravasadi reporting. Israel announced Sunday a plan for a new Jewish settlement in the West Bank city of Hebron, a longtime flashpoint for violence between Jews and Muslims. About 1,000 Jews live surrounded by 200,000 Palestinians in the city, which both groups regard as a holy site. Jewish hardliners welcomed the move, but Palestinians sharply condemned the Israeli decision. This is VOA News. Representatives of nearly 200 countries begin annual climate talks in Madrid today, shadowed by alarming evidence of a deepening climate crisis and the looming exit of the United States from a global pact to fight it. We get more from VOA's Lattice Ahok.
Speaking on the eve of the 25th UN Climate Conference, the UN Secretary General commended young people for their engagement.
Young people are showing remarkable leadership and mobilization.
And criticized political leaders for a lack of will to act.
Political will to put a price on carbon. Political will to stop subsidies on fossil fuels. Political will to stop building coal power plants from 2020 onwards. Political will to shift taxation from income to carbon, taxing pollution instead of people.
While many world leaders verbally support efforts to reduce pollution but fail to act, U.S. President Donald Trump has openly rejected the climate science and supported coal and other polluting industries. Zlaritsa Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
An Irish citizen who converted to Islam, traveled to Syria to join Islamic State and ended up marrying a British militant, has been arrested on arrival at Dublin Airport Sunday. 38-year-old Lisa Smith, who served in the Irish Defense Forces before going to Syria, had been deported from Turkey with her 2-year-old daughter. Irish Deputy Prime Minister Simon Coveney told Irish national broadcaster RTE that officials had been trying to repatriate Smith since learning of her presence in a refugee camp in March. He said the primary concern was for the toddler, who is an Irish citizen because of her mother's nationality. The child is now with Smith's relatives in Dundalk. More than a dozen people have been killed in Burkina Faso. VOA's Marissa Melton has details.
Unknown gunmen opened fire on a church in eastern Burkina Faso on Sunday, killing at least 14 people. Officials say the attack took place in the town of Hantakoura, near the border with Niger. Soldiers are hunting for the attackers, who fled on motor scooters. No one has claimed responsibility. Christians and others had lived peacefully in the Muslim-majority country until a series of attacks blamed on jihadists spilled over from neighboring Mali last year, leaving hundreds dead. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And New Orleans police say that 11 people were wounded in a shooting early Sunday on the edge of the city's famed French Quarter. A police news release said that 2 people were in critical condition. No arrests were announced by midday Sunday, but police say they do have a person of interest in custody. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.